Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Kansans are no strangers to hot summers, cold winters, and the constant fluctuation of weather in any given week. This can make it challenging to plan the garden for spring. Now, you can always follow the calendar here and plant on a certain date or a certain time, but the weather has no respect for calendars. The last freeze date in southeast Kansas is around April 5th, which might vary if you're closer or farther from Oklahoma. Cool season crops like lettuce and cabbage usually go into the ground before the last freeze date. Many warm season crops like squash and especially okra will be planted farther into the spring. However, just because these dates are recommended doesn't mean that the weather will permit. Always check the extended weather forecast. Season start dates and end dates will be a little bit flexible, unlike the calendar. Not only is the danger of frost and freeze damage a major factor in planting the garden, but so is soil temperature. The air temperature can fluctuate like crazy this time of year. While it can damage leaves, freezing air temps don't affect the soil quite as fast. A large part of this is because all of the open spaces and soil particles are filled with air and water. While that air can drop in temperature fast, it takes a lot more effort to change the temperature in water. We call this the specific heat capacity, and is why it takes so long for water to boil or a pond to freeze over at 32 degrees. This means that wet soils and water-holding clay soils change pretty slowly. Meanwhile, dry upland or sandy soils may have large temperature swings. Soil temperature can be accurately measured with a soil thermometer, which is pretty similar to a meat thermometer, but do not mix up your meat thermometer and your soil thermometer. Most cool season crops can tolerate and germinate seeds in soil around 45 degrees, while warm season crops prefer 55 degrees or more. This can vary depending on the crop or the variety of that crop. Some lettuce and other greens have varieties that will germinate close to freezing. There are ways to control soil temperature to better plan your planting or sowing dates. Solarization, or tarping, is a method where dark-colored plastic and sunlight are used to increase soil temperature in a row or plot. Row covers and mulches can also be used to provide insulation before weather turns cold in the middle of March or April. Lastly, cold frames are an in-ground structure that can provide a space to grow plants somewhat out of season. Cold frames are essentially a box with a transparent hinged lid to provide a greenhouse-like effect during the edge of spring and winter. A hotbed is a cold frame with some kind of heating element, making it more similar to a small and short greenhouse. Make sure that you always look ahead at the weather when planting or sowing seeds, and give your garden a strong start to the growing season. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.